Fox News is reporting that one of the largest cancer centers in the United States has declared war on six types of cancers and launching a major initiative to cure these forms of cancer. Is this a publicity stunt by a private enterprise cancer center, or is it the real thing?
I don't think it's a publicity stunt. They're putting towards it about $3 billion to look at various ways to tackle the most common cancers that affect us, including lung cancers, ovarian cancer, breast cancer, melanomas, leukemias. And I think what they're trying to say is that they're having a competition actually within with all the scientists that work within their organization to come up with new ideas on how to tackle these various cancers. Everything from what we've talked about before, Stephen, some of the studies we've seen, how to personalize cancers, how to treat them on an individual basis based on a person's genetics or the various gene switches that are responsible for the cancers. Is there a way to turn those switches off? So that's what I think they're trying to envision, which can only help, because this is a, you know, people thrive when there's a competition. You want to do something, you want to come out ahead, and this competition is to come out ahead in how to tackle these particular cancers. So I think this is actually a very good thing.
Yeah, and I asked the question in typical fashion, playing devil's advocate, because in fact it is the MD Anderson Center, which is recognized around the world, this Houston Center, as one of the leading authorities on cancer care.
That's right, and they already have tens of millions of dollars in gifts that have been donated to start this off. So, I mean, this is a very serious cancer center that does very good work. And you know what? If it's publicity, so what? Because it's actually for a good reason. They're
right.
Actually using the money for a good reason. I think this is fantastic, and I hope we not in the next 10 years that they're planning, but actually very in the next few years.
And they're saying they're inspired by when John F. Kennedy announced in 62 that America was going to put a man on the moon. They're saying, let's spend $3 billion and find the cure to these eight forms of disease.
Absolutely. And you know, even if they don't find the specific cure, Steve, you know that they are going to find, just on the way they do their work, they are going to find new insights into how these cancers work and likely better ways to treat these diseases.
Thank you.